Open the bread of life, and let's go into Psalms chapter 2. How many loves the word of God?
Yes.
We're begotten by it. Yes. We're born again from above through the incorruptible holy seed, which is the word of God.
You're right, brother.
We're kept by the word of God. We're led by the word of God. We're strengthened by it. It is our road map. It's a light to our feet, a lamp unto our pathway. Amen. Thank God for the entrance of his words. Oh, precious Lord, you can't fight the devil without the word of God. You know that?
That's right.
Amen. We're made more than an overcomer through the blood of the Lamb and the word of God in our testimony. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Psalms 2. Look at verse 1. I got a boatload. But anyway, why do the heathen rage? You ever see so much rage that's in our world now? A spirit of anger that seems as it's settled over our society, not just here in America, but a spirit of madness and a spirit of anger all over the world. Why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. Listen now. The kings of the earth set. And that word set in the Hebrew means they take a stand. The kings of the earth set. They take a stand themselves. The earth set themselves. And the rulers take counsel together against who? The Lord. Ain't it amazing how God's not wanted in our society? He's not wanted in the public schools. Come on. Against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. The leaders and the lawmakers don't want God's word. They don't want the Christian worship of the Lord. They don't want the Bible preached or taught.
Come on.
Cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision.
Yes. Amen.
He'll mock them with contempt. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure.
That's right.
I'll get back to that in a moment. My title this morning of this message is, you better get ready.
Better get ready.
Things are wrapping up fast.
Right.
We better get ready. The church needs to get ready.
Yeah.
Not just the sinner.
Right.
But I'm talking about God's people.
Oh, yes.
How many believe we're living in the last of the last days?
Oh, yes.
Glory. Yeah. The closing hour, Brother Scotty, is upon us. Soon the final act will be played out on the world stage. Our lives will soon be over. The curtain will close. The end will come. Christ will return and take his church, the redeemed, out of here to be at home with him. The party's just about over.
Yeah.
Go tell the world, like this Hemp Hill song, go tell the world, your party is just about over. The final act will be done. The curtains will be closed.
Oh, God.
Holy, holy, listen. Each one of us are living out our life right now. You're living out your life right now. Every act, every word, and deed will be played out on the world stage of which you're living on right now. Then we'll pass into eternity. The act of our life while we were in this world, our manner of life will be played back to us at the judgment of how we lived and what we have done in this body. What then, soul of man? What then, oh God? Right now on the stage of the world scene, I want to teach us this morning. Right now on the world stage, the scene, the conflict between good and evil is being played out Oh, yeah. What you're seeing and witnessing in the news all over this world is a spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
It's not about Democrats. It's not about Republicans. It's not about the conservatives. It's not about the liberals. Satan wants to control.
Right.
He wants to control nations. He wants to rule and control human souls. That's what he's after.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual warfare.
Spiritual.
It's a battle for the souls of man. The devil knows that his time is short. How many believes that this morning? He knows that his time is short. This is the reason that he's fighting so hard. All the stops have been pulled out. No holds are now barred. It's the final war between the righteous and the evil spirits driving the ungodly and the wicked. It's a battle between heaven and hell. And it just so happens that we're caught. The human race is caught right in the middle of it. Hallelujah to God.
Yeah.
Woo! Come on, Lord. We're in this thing to win. We're in this thing to make it to heaven. But there's another power pulling on you every morning that you wake up. Every morning that you get to your feet and open your eyes, it's a battlefield and it's a spiritual warfare. Whether you know it, the principalities of the air, this wicked spirit, this spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world. There's three heavens. There's a first heaven, the atmosphere around you. There is a second heaven consists of the heavenly planets and the stars of the sky. And there's a third heaven where God sits upon the throne. And the Bible warns us that in the last days evil will abound. There will be perilous times, unsafe and dangerous, and wicked times will come. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Whether you know it or not, it's getting darker and darker. It's getting like you could cut the darkness with a knife. You know what it is hanging over our head. You know what it is outside of those doors and on the city sidewalks and in the stores and the places that you visit. You know what the pressure is. It's the powers of hell. It's the powers of darkness. It's what you're feeling. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And though we live and we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, but the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God unto the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and bringing every thought into the obedience of Christ to bring it captive back. I'm telling you, the devil's a pulling. We're living in a world where the devil is wide open and he don't care. His colors are showing and people don't even hide their sin anymore, and their ungodliness anymore. We're up against it and we're fighting these evil spirits, and that's the reason that Paul said in Ephesians 6 and 10, he said, wherefore put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, therefore having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and taking to you the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. The only way that we're going to win in this hour we're living in, that we're going to have to pray. And the only way that you can put the armor on is you're going to have to get in the Word of God, and you're going to have to pray and put the armor on. I tell you, the Holy Ghost will give you an armor that you can stand against the wiles and the tricks and the strategies of the devil. We're up against it, and the battle is on. He wants to keep the sinners, and he wants to keep those enslaved that once knew the Lord and walked away. But he's aiming for the church. His crosshairs are up on the Christian. That's the reason we're having a battle in the White House. That's the reason. That's because the devil, out of powers of hell, they want to take a hold of the reins of this nation and drive her down into the pit of a burning hell.
Amen. You're right, Brother Tommy.
Oh, God. Help us, Lord.
You're up against it.
Right.
Yes, we are.
Lord, we need to pray. Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
We fight spirits.
Yep.
Oh, yes, we do. But the devil knows if he can get in the mind what he can do with it.
Yeah.
He knows. He troubles the mind.
Oh, yeah.
He puts worry in there and trouble.
Yes, he does.
He gets you to look like Peter. I'm a walking to Jesus. How many's ever felt times in your life as a walking to him?
Yes.
Walking upon top of the waves. The troubled waters are under my feet. As long as Peter kept his eyes with a tuck on Jesus, he walked. He walked. They wouldn't nothing that storm can do. Raise your little hand. They nothing the storm can do to me, Brother Tommy. As long as I keep my eyes on the Master, he's still the Master of creation. Brother Scotty, he's still the Master of the wind. He's the Master of the sea. And as long in this hour as I keep my eyes on him, I can walk above my troubles. Raise your little hand and wave it to him. Thank God. Hallelujah. He still has power. He can speak and bring deliverance. He can reach right down and help you. But Peter got his eyes off in Jesus, and he got it on the waves and the storm and the billows. And he began to sink. Come on, Lord, I don't want to go down now. I don't care what the devil, I'm telling you, the devil uses trouble. He uses affliction and trial to put things in your mind to say you can't make it. Oh, he troubles the mind. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. How many knows we can make it through Jesus our Lord?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
It's a battle. It's a battle.
Yes, it is.
We're in a battle.
Oh, God.
How many had a battle this past week?
Yeah.
Come on now. One thing about it, the devil can never tell me I'm not saved. I know what he's done for me. I know what he delivered me out of and brought me out of. Listen, but I tell you, we're living in a time of great discouragement. There's troubles all around us. There's turmoil. There's problems in the family. You see and you hear the things that are going on. If there's ever a time we need our eyes upon the Lord, keep looking up to Him. Oh, God, help us.
Oh, God.
I'm teaching us this morning. Oh, Jesus. The Holy Ghost through Paul said it this way, in the last days, those perilous times will come.
Perilous.
Listen, the mystery of godliness. Oh, how great the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, caught up in the glory. When he came to bring redemption and salvation for man. There's no excuse for a human being to be lost. There ain't one excuse for one soul to leave this world and go into a devil's hell, because Jesus paid the ultimate price. Jesus came from the glory world. God so loved the world, he didn't want you to perish. P-E-R-I-S-H, a five-letter word. And to think that it is eternal when you leave this world without hope and without Christ, and you open your eyes in a burning hell, it's over with you. It is over, and there's no more hope. That's the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. You can't explain it. Why a king would leave glory and come down and die for Tommy Romans, a drug addict, a drinker, her and I curse her. Why would he ever do it? Why would he ever reach to you in mercy? It's because God loves you and God sees the eternal worth of your soul. You're here this morning and you've tasted of his mercy. Oh, the mystery of it all, Brother Jason. Oh, the wonder of it all. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?
Amen.
The mystery of godliness. I can't explain it, Brother Chuck, but there's just something about the royal crimson blood of a man. The Holy Lamb of God flowed from the veins of Emmanuel. And when it flowed, it washed this cold, dark, hard, black heart of mine and made it clean and white as snow. The mystery of it all. Oh, the forgiveness. Oh, the healing for both body and soul. Give him a little wave offering this morning. He is the healer. He is the Savior. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
There's another mystery. There's another mystery. And when I talk about mysteries, it's in the spirit realm. Your natural eyes can't see it. You can see the results of it. I can't see the wind, but I can sure feel this breeze and it hitting me, and I can see the leaves bending on the trees. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. There's something working in our society. There's something working in people's homes and lives and minds and hearts. There's a mystery. Come on now. It's a battle between heaven and hell.
Right.
Yes.
2 Thessalonians 2. The mystery of iniquity. So you have on this side the mystery of godliness and God. I don't care what the devil says. God's greater than him.
Amen.
Forever.
Right.
But on the other side of you, you've got the mystery of iniquity.
Right.
Holy Lord. It's working too. It's a working. The mystery of iniquity doeth already work.
Right.
It's the battle for the mind of man. Satan is out to deceive you, control you, and to own you. Believe me, he's claiming his own right in this very, very hour. If he can control your mind, he's got you. It's a spirit behind people that's driving this nation. The spirit that is operating, John the Beloved warned us. We know that the whole world lieth in wickedness, and the Antichrist spirit is here.
Right.
It's here. Brother Jason, if we're seeing what we're seeing in the religious world and in the church world, if we're seeing what we're seeing in the masses being deceived.
Yes.
Brother Scotty, you had it right when you said it's far and in between. You can find a Holy Ghost and a Holy Ghost-filled church. Come on. It stands against the world and against sin, and where the Holy Ghost comes in. God graces the servants with his presence when he walks into it. Come on. We're seeing deceit on a level like we've never seen it before.
Right.
We're seeing ungodliness on a massive level.
Right.
It seems like no one cares. Mary said, if somebody says, don't that wake them up? Don't that shake them? Don't they realize that they're at that point of death? And don't they think about their soul? Come on, I'm going to tell you something. But the devil can plant a seed in this mind. He'll woo you with it and he'll tear you down. Come on. Your only hope is the armor of God and the word of God. Come on. God loves me. This I know. The Bible told me so. Oh, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I could go about two or three different areas in this. I'm telling you.
Obey the Lord.
Oh, God. Y'all praying for me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know why you have mind battles and trouble with your mind? You're feeling the pull of the spirit of this world. You have not received the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that you might know the things that are freely given to you of God. When you're born again, when you're saved, God's Holy Spirit comes right down in your heart, and you know you're connected to Him. You're aware of His presence. You're different in here. The world used to control you. It used to pull you like a puppet on a string, and you did. When He yanked the string, your hand would reach out for things that was defiled and wrong. He pulled another string, and your feet would take you to places that you shouldn't have went.
Come on.
He pulled another string, and you would say things that were bad. Come on now. Oh, God, help us, Lord, this morning. Spirit. You're filling the pool of the spirit of this world. Many of God's people are feeling the pressures of this age. It's almost tangible. The evil and the wickedness is almost tangible around you. And it's because it's the God of this world, Satan, the very prince of the power of the air. That's what you're battling. From the time you wake up in the morning till you go to bed at night, you're in a warfare. We wrestle against these spirits.
Yes.
Come on. Rule of this world. Every day that you live, you'll battle these evil spiritual forces. The Holy Ghost through Paul in Corinthians, he said, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. Our weapons of our warfare are our carnal. You can't fight the devil with your human knowledge and your human strength. You can't do it. But they're only mighty through God. Listen now. Pull him down. Say down with me.
Down.
Pull him down. Strongholds. If you're to pull it down, that means that this thing, whatever it is, it has this feeling, this image, this inspiration, whatever it is, it's erected itself in your life. It has surrounded you. This thing, whatever it is that you're battling, it has built up itself over time in your life, and it's become bigger and stronger than you.
Right.
And the only way that you can pull it down is to pray until you pray through. I know what your battles are in your mind, but I fight the devil every day. But I know when I get back in my study, a sister Alicia opened up the precious word of God. And when I began to pray and pull these glasses off and get a hold of the Lord and let the tears flow, there's another power that comes down. I pray sometimes and I say, oh, sweet Holy Ghost that abides within me, rise up in my heart. I know that you live there. I know that you abide there. I tell you, the word of God is seed for the dove. And Brother Scotty, when I get in the word of God, and when I read it, and when I meditate in it, hallelujah, I'm sowing seed in my heart for the dove of the Holy Ghost to get a hold of it and make me an overcomer. Give the Lord a praise offering.
Hey.
I'm afraid people are not feeding the dove. They're feeding the carnal nature. And no wonder you're weak. And no wonder you go days on end and you don't feel the Spirit of God. And you don't even believe you're saved anymore. And there's a question mark in your mind. And that you're so weak in God that you don't even feel like you're saved. And if the Lord comes, you've got a little doubt on the inside. Am I where I need to be? Am I where God wants me to be? Hallelujah. Am I serving Him in holiness?
Yes.
Come on.
Thank God.
Oh, God. So true.
You better know.
Right.
That's right, brother.
You better know where you stand.
Amen.
It's wrapping up and the Lord's coming.
Wrapping up.
Holy Ghost, sweet Holy Ghost. People are right on the edge. They're not fully in. And they're not fully out. They come to a point they have no desire to go any farther.
Yeah.
Where's the hunger?
Amen.
Where's the stirring? Where's the fear to say, Lord, my time's about, I'm telling you something, the Lord's coming soon. He might come before tonight, but if he should tarry, Brother Chuck, I don't even have a promise of tomorrow.
Right.
I could get on Route 75 and be headed to Huntington. Scotty, when you left that day, left your house to go into Huntington to do a chore and to come back, you never realized that you would have a head-on crash. And when it happened so fast that it addled you. And you thought within yourself, is this my time, Lord? Pain through the potty. He went weeks, days and weeks, so sore that he couldn't hardly get up. Had to sleep with a pillow. Sleep back in a chair, could not lay down. Could not hardly breathe. You did not realize, but the Lord, through your service, through your dedication, your love for God, and you prayed and said, I don't want to leave Loretta. And the Lord looked down and he said, I'll spare him. Hallelujah, for Loretta's sake and for feeding the hungry. Hallelujah, and passing out the food. Raise your little head. I say that the devil would like to snuff us out. He'd like to take us out. He would like to discourage us. If the battle that's going on in the mind, hallelujah, the devil's telling people to give up. Honey, it ain't going to work out. You can't make it. You're going down. But he is a liar. Hallelujah.
Amen. He's a liar.
Come on. Woo.
Glory.
Oh, Satan slew foot like to had you too.
Yeah.
You're here this morning, standing, sitting right there because of mercy.
Mercy, that's right.
God's still working.
Yes, he is.
Still working to draw that heart. I feel him. Draw me, Jesus. Draw me closer. Come on. You know, a lot of people have the audacity, you know, and they think, God loves me, mommy loves me, she's praying for me, and I'm in a good family. I'm all right. Are you?
Are you?
Are you?
Yeah, come on, brother.
If my heart would have stopped right then, when I got done eating them cheese and crackers, I love them. What if I'd have dropped dead right there in the middle of the kitchen floor? What then? You see, Brother Charlie, every day that I live, I have to work on my salvation.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Yes.
And the things that I have, the things that I love, is given to me. I've been blessed. I've been blessed over and over and over. And should I die before the service tonight, I can say my God
come on, Brother Tom.
Has been good to me.
Yes.
Amen.
He's been so good to me.
Good to me.
I've got to work out this plan of salvation in my life.
Yes.
I can't afford. Come on. I can't. If there's a question mark in me, if there's a little bit of doubt in me, if I'm pleasing to God or not, please, Lord, please bring me closer to you. Raise your little hand. I tell you, times are running out. Times are running out. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.